With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. A Michigan judge has tossed out the criminal cases against 15 people accused of acting falsely as electors for Donald Trump in the 2020 election.
District Judge Kristen Simmons decided the cases will not go to trial. Charges were brought by the state's Democrat Attorney General more than 2 years ago. Those charged include a few high-profile members of the battleground state's GOP. Each faced 8 charges of forgery and conspiracy to commit election fraud. The 15 were accused of submitting certificates falsely stating that Mr. Trump won the election in Michigan. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Qatar is calling an Israeli strike in its capital city of Doha a flagrant violation of all international laws and norms. The BBC's Paul Adams says Israeli defense forces were targeting Hamas leadership.
If it is true that all of these individuals were killed, then what Israel has done effectively is to eliminate all of the senior Hamas figures with whom it was negotiating indirectly through the offices of the Qatari government.
Reaction from House Speaker Mike Johnson on Capitol Hill.
We'll have to see how that plays out. I mean, I was in Israel myself a few weeks ago in early August. It's a very dangerous time there, and they have enemies encamped around them, and they're trying to bring that to a peace as well.
High school seniors' reading and math scores have dropped to their lowest level in more than 20 years. The National Assessment of Education Progress says 8th grade students also lost significant ground when it comes to science skills. These assessments were the first since the pandemic for 8th graders in science and 12th graders in reading and math. Wall Street, the Dow is up by 120 points. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington reports on a victory for religious freedom in federal court.
A judge has ruled that the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission cannot force the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops to accommodate employees' desire for abortion, surrogacy, or in vitro fertilization. The plaintiffs had sought an injunction while the full case plays out in court, but the judge refused. The case is connected to an interpretation of a pro-life law by the Biden administration to include abortion and IVF. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Countering the LGBT agenda was a key issue at the just-concluded National Conservatism Conference. Some speakers called for overturning the Supreme Court ruling legalizing gay marriage. Author Katie Faust said the decision weakens the traditional family, adding that the moment the state has the power to assign parenthood to strangers, it can unassign it from you. There are efforts in several states to mount a legal challenge. This is SRN News. President Trump says his administration is defending religious liberty and restoring America's identity as a nation under God. And he says that includes in the nation's public schools.
For most of our country's history, the Bible was found in every classroom in the nation. Yet in many schools today, students are instead indoctrinated with anti-religious propaganda.
He spoke at this week's Religious Liberty Commission hearing at the Museum of the Bible here in Washington. Cracker Barrel is suspending plans to remodel its restaurants after criticism from many longtime fans. The announcement came 2 weeks after the restaurant chain backtracked on a separate plan to modernize and simplify its logo. Cracker Barrel says just 4 of its 660 restaurants had been remodeled as part of the new test. It had planned to add more comfortable seating, brighter lights, and fewer antiques. More details at srnnews.com.